last part of the show. Last week, Joe said I wasn't enthusiastic enough.
No, you weren't.
Now I'm
to see your exuberance is back.
My exuberance is back, baby. Like getting, like sitting in my house in Alaska and getting the phone call that I might be relevant again. That's how excited I am, Joe.
Well, she didn't. He didn't declare her as a running mate.
Give it time. Anyway, we'll address that when we get to it, because then I want Pat Robertson somewhere in the cabinet, because that will be awesome. But anywho, that's not what we're talking about. First, two new songs that we're playing tonight. I enjoyed them both. The first one was The Signal Clan, and this is their new single, Calling Me Home. And then the last song that you guys heard, if you're listening live, right into the break, was Kimball Hooker and his single, Light 'Em Up. You go to deucemusic.com to learn more. Deuce Music, D-E-U-C-E, music.com to learn more about them and the other artists. All right, guys, we did this last year. We might have done it the year before. I can't keep track of what we do anymore. Been doing this so long. Every year, the wonderful porn site, Pornhub, comes out with their statistics and analysis of what you filthy, disgusting, depraved animals are doing when you should be doing something like knitting. Or taking in a cat, or paying attention to your spouse, or working. And they've broken it all down for us. So like we did last year, I'm going to play a little bit of a game. Got some games. Pip's going to keep track of that, all different point values. And we're also going to give some fun facts, which we can discuss. Sound like a good idea?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
If they're in the den pen and they want to play, they can play. If they want something, if they win, maybe we'll send them something. Maybe we won't. I don't know. No big whoop. All right. So the first portion, Pip. Joe, everybody. These are 1 point each. I'm going to pit country versus country. So it would be like, Zimbabwe versus Uruguay, for instance. And you have to say which one you think averages more time online per visit. So if Joe was a member of Zimbabwe, how long does people like Joe spend on time in that country? Is it 8 minutes, 9 minutes, 13 minutes and 3 seconds, and I'm going to get, and so you got to determine which country pitted against each other spends more time. So you got a 50% chance of getting it right. Sound good?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. If they're playing Pip, you keep track of their scores as well. I'll try to go a little slow. Up first, Cuba versus Mexico. Joe.
How much time they spend?
Well, no, you don't need to give me the time, but which one, and I'll tell you the time afterwards, but which one you think spends more time online?
Okay, I would say Mexico.
You think Mexico spends more time per visit than Cuba?
Mm-hmm.
Pip?
I'm going to say Mexico just because they probably have better internet connections.
Wow, very, very scientific.
That's why I picked it too.
They better enjoy it now before that big wall comes up and we knock down their internet. Well, you were both right. Mexico logs in an average of 8 minutes and 50 seconds. Cuba, 5 minutes and 11 seconds.
Mm.
Well, they don't have time. They're rolling cigars. So they don't have time. All right. Very good, you guys. Russia versus the Ukraine, Pip.
I'm going to say Russia.
Pip says Russia. Joe?
I'm going to say Ukraine.
Ukraine. Why, Joe?
Because I think they're so repressed, they don't have much to live for. Maybe porno is the thing that they do.
So people who are very, only depressed people use porn.
Yes.
So I guess a year or so ago, you had calluses.
Arms like Popeye.
Arms like Popeye. Brain like spinach. Anyway.
I should be reading out the people in the chat because they're playing along as well.
Well, okay. Well, then do that.
Okay. Well, let's see.
Just don't slow up my
Russia.
Show too much. What?
Joe's girl says Russia.
Okay.
And Tom says Ukraine.
Hmm. Who said Ukraine?
Tom.
Oh, Tom's there. Hello, Tom. I didn't know Tom was part of Girls Night. Before Pip said it was Girls Night in the chat. Hey, way to tuck, Tommy.
He was done tinkering with the truck. He decided to join our party.
Yeah, but now his nickname is Tommy Tuck. Well, then you guys are in trouble because we know historically Tom is the man to beat in these games.
After he was truck tinkering, he did some tinker tuckering. All right.
Wow. Wow. When Pip Calix gives you the okay from a distance, you know you stink on ice. All right.
I have to say that there is an early indication that Tom might be on his game tonight because the first round, everybody guessed Mexico except for Tom. So we're still not sure about it tonight.
All right. Settle down. It was the first one. Relax. All right. Russia, more than Ukraine. Russia logs in at 8:15, Ukraine at 7:02. So, Joe. They were too busy being invaded.
No,
they didn't have time for porn. Germany versus Poland, speaking of invasions.
I'm going to go with Germany.
You think Germany?
Yeah.
Pip?
Hmm.
Think Poland. You think the ones that get invaded spend more time on porn?
I do.
All right. Can I read the answer now?
Yeah. Wait, one second.
Well, there's a delay, so they're going to hear it afterwards anyway.
Oh, here we go. Okay, now.
Thank you. Poland at 8:28, longer than Germany at 8:13, Joe. All right, Pip, you ready?
Yep.
Azerbaijan versus Moldova in a battle of who?
Yeah, what was the first one?
Azerbaijan. I feel like that's like a kinky sex act that they just threw in there.
Well, some sort of crazy dance party.
Yeah, like I feel like it's a guy, a girl, somebody who crapped themselves in a midget, and they all get together and they do an Azerbaijan.
Wow, I never even heard of that. But Lisa knows how to spell it, so I'm impressed.
She knows how to spell it?
I guess. I don't know how to spell it, but she gave it a guess.
All right. So, Azerbaijan or Moldova? Which one?
I'm going with Moldova.
Why? Because you heard of it?
Because I know the Moldovians.
do you?
They're a dirty bunch.
Pip?
And the other one is Moldova?
Moldova.
Moldova. I really feel like I have no idea where either of these are, but I'm going to go with, like Trucker Tom says, the second one. me too.
Moldova.
Okay.
Moldova clocked in at 7:37 for their porn use. Azerbaijan 7:06. I'm going to go through these, and then Pip, you know, you keep tally because we don't have time to get everybody's response. Okay.
And Joe, which one did you guess for that?
Moldova.
He said he knows the Moldovians.
All right.
Just because we're not announcing the Den Pens responses doesn't mean they're not playing. They're playing. I just don't have time to wait for it.
Well, just do the tally at the end where everybody came in at.
Yeah. She can keep track.
All right.
Belgium versus the Netherlands.
Let's see. I guess I'm going to go with the Netherlands.
You're going to go with the Netherlands. Pip?
I'm going to say Belgium.
Why are you going to say Belgium, Pip?
You know what? I really don't have a good reason for this except for potentially all of the pot usage in Netherlands.
Okay. Well, the Netherlands clocked in at 9:23. Belgium clocked in at 8:55.
Ah, my Netherlands.
Joe's Netherlands. They refer to you as their favorite son, Joe.
Yes, yes.
It's a fight between them and the Moldovians. The
Netherlands touching their Netherlands. All right.
Oh, that was close.
Well,
yeah, really. Really.
I got it under the belt.
Because that stunk on ice.
No, it didn't.
It most certainly
She laughed. Shut your face.
She laughs at her. She thought, she's upset about cartoon toilet paper bears. You're going to go by her as the connoisseur of funny? Well, that says a lot about him. No. Pip, Romania versus Georgia.
Ooh. I'm going to say Georgia.
Pip's got Georgia on her mind.
I'm going to say Georgia.
Why are you saying Georgia?
Because I think Romania might be more repressed than Georgia would be.
Georgia seems like a good time to you.
But you know what? It just seems Romania is a little bit more repressed.
Well, Romania's got more time for porn, Joe. They clock in at 7:41, Georgia 7:11, because they're open 24/7, but at very short increments. Pip, or who goes first on this? But you go, Joe, first, I think, on this one. Mongolia versus Japan.
I'm going to go with Japan.
Is that a nod to your little baby metal band?
Most certainly.
You think they're all jerking it over there to that stupid band? Pip, Mongolia or Japan? You got to see. Now, historically, Asians, as we know on this show, have had very small penises. We found that out on the show and who has the biggest flagpole. But in this case, with their little flagpoles, Japan is clocking in longer, 7:48 to 6:15.
Ah, good.
I got to say that everybody across the board guessed Japan.
Because they're a bunch of dirty freaks.
They are. They sell panties. They have machines with little girls' panties in it and stuff like that.
Have you been to Japan?
No, but I heard about them.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Heard about it when I posted it on your Facebook page.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I'm here to educate with my creepy comments. Australia versus England. Down under versus bad teeth.
Australia.
What?
Australia.
Australia. You think?
I know.
Really?
Yeah. I'm going to go with Australia.
Why are you guys going with Australia?
It just seems they're more randy.
Repressed, I think.
They're what?
stiff upper lip and, like, don't show any emotions in England, I think Australians are just like, oh, go for it.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you. In Australia, it's not just the upper lip that's stiff. As they log in 9:36 to England's 9:18. Still, sizable chunk of time.
Yeah.
Close.
Kazakhstan versus the Ukraine, Pip.
Ukraine.
Ukraine at 7:00. What's Kazakhstan?
That's stupid. I'm going to go with Kazakhstan.
You're going to go with Kazakhstan?
Yeah.
You should have gone with Ukraine. Yeah. Ukraine's at 7:02.
Especially when you started reading the answer before we got the question.
I read the
stupid.
Yeah, but I stopped, but I didn't read the other one, so right. You guessed wrong. You're a moron. Ukraine at 7:02. Kazakhstan at 6:38. Joe, Italy versus France.
I am going to say Italy.
Pip.
I'm going to say France.
Pip, you know you're French. When they're not drawing offensive cartoon. What? Well, I got a fucking show to do, so speed up. They're on a delay. They're hearing this afterwards, so they're still hearing it in time. You just got to scroll up and write it.
So which one did you say was the winner?
Oh, for fuck's sake. France beat Italy.
That could also be soccer scores.
France beat Italy 9:09 to 8:22. God damn, you suck tonight. It was like all the awful lines that usually you have at the beginning of the show. Since we did an interview, you've backloaded them.
I'm sorry. It's tough to try to get a line in when you're scolding somebody on the phone.
Well, if she was here, I'd scold her here.
Yeah.
Don't blame me. Blame her.
Oh, Trucker Tom's backing me up. He says, no, you're giving the answer before we can type our stupid, even on a delay. I'm blowing away, so I think he just told you.
Like I care. Okay.
Yeah. Take it like a man.
Settle down, Tommy Tuck. All right. I will play punishment music, and I will play Vala's punishment.
No, 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 no. Don't be a sour grape, okay? You know, you scold. You need to be scolded, too, when you fuck up.
I'm not fucking up. I got a show to do. We got a time constraint.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right.
Belarus versus Armenia.
I don't want to play anymore. No.
I don't want you to play anymore. Go sit in the corner and look at porn.
You got the remote? All right.
Get away from my showtime.
Shut up. Okay. Belarus versus Romania, right?
Belarus versus Armenia.
Armenia. I'm going to go with Armenia.
You're going to go with Armenia.
Yes.
Pip? Why'd you go with Armenia, Joe? Is it because they had a genocide?
No. It's just it seems like they would spend more time.
What does that mean? They're the type of people that when they're not being slaughtered, jerk off.
I like the way it makes it like I'm testifying in front of Congress. It's a dumb game about jerking off. Who gives a shit what I think about Armenia?
It's not just about jerking off. It's also about diddling.
All right.
May I remind you, you're under oath, sir.
Yeah.
And zip up, damn it. All right, I think I've stalled enough. Belarus, 7:01. Yeah. Armenia, 6:55.
Mm, all right.
All right, Pip. Spain versus Argentina.
Ooh, I'm going to go with Argentina.
All right, we won't cry for you. Joe?
Mm, I'm going to go with Argentina, too.
Why are you guys going for Argentina?
Because they seem like a more passionate country.
Spain is not passionate enough for you.
Not more than Argentina is more.
You don't know anything about Argentina.
Too.
What?
That's what I think, too, and I don't really know why.
And how much do you know about Spain where you don't think Argentina was more passionate?
I knew they gave us Ponce de Leon, who discovered Florida and the Fountain of Youth. I know they have a lot of seafood.
Hopefully
dishes.
You drowned in it. All right.
Drowned in it? You need to learn yourself some more. God damn, you need to go to the fourth grade with my kid.
Yelled up as a guy with a Heckle and Jekyll t-shirt on.
It's a cool Heckle and Jekyll
Wait
shirt.
A second. I have to back up for 1 second. Now,
be careful.
Davin, you are always beating Joe up for old references. You went to Ponce de Leon?
It's historic.
I know, but that's the oldest reference on the show so far.
Nah.
Yeah, there's your backup. Enjoy it.
Sourpuss.
I don't have his shirt. Argentina clocked in at 8:20. Spain at 8:04.
Aha!
Okay. Good for you.
Question our methods.
You're scientific. Like you got a lab somewhere.
Well, I'm getting questioned like we do.
A rematch of Miss Universe. Steve Harvey will announce this one. The Philippines versus Colombia. Joe.
Ooh, I would say Colombia.
You would say Colombia.
Yes.
Pip?
Columbia, too.
Going with Columbia, too. I will pause for the Targe to type.
So you treat off fans.
They know what they to get. Awesome. You know. It's like if you like go to a movie theater that's not like not top notch where you're paying like $7 to
well,
get
I'd
in.
Like to see if you I'd like to see if you owned a business. You know, can you see David as a waiter?
I do.
All right, what do you motherfuckers want?
I do own a business. And I'm much better than this guy at it.
Well, you didn't move four states over.
All right. Are you guys ready for the answer?
Yeah.
Philippines Rose. It's Colombia.
Aha.
Colombia.
Uh-huh.
Wait, no. I apologize. My mistake. It's actually the Philippines who jerks off longer.
You showed us.
I played the old Steve Harvey game on you guys. Yeah, Colombia clocked in at 7:04. Philippines, 12:45.
Oh, my God.
12:45?
They make an event out of it, Joe.
Holy smokes.
They plan around there. They plan the day around
Probably.
It.
Well, they go around the old palm tree and,
12:45 is not really a long time to treat yourself right.
Yes.
Damn it, you need to luxuriate in your porn.
Luxuriate. I'm going to be in a Calgon bath.
Well, one day,
my rod sticking above the water like a periscope.
well, soon you'll be living on your own, so you won't have to look over your shoulder and go, shut up, I'm almost done. You'll be able to do it wherever you want as long as you want, Joe, and you'll help America. Pip, Sweden versus India. India.
From the people I know, I'm going to say India.
From the people you know? How many times are you in a circle jerk?
The guys that run the deli that I go to at lunchtime, I'm saying India.
Hold on, you go to a deli run by Indians?
Yeah.
No wonder you're sick all the time.
Joe, India versus Sweden?
I'm going to go with India.
Going with India? You think they're a bunch of filthy animals.
Yeah.
You think that dot's not a dot but a target.
Well, no, but Sweden, it's cold, so you can't really zip down that far. Gets cold up there.
All right. It's India at 9:30 versus Sweden at 9:01. The last one for 1 point, and then we'll move on. Are you ready, Pip and Joe?
Yeah.
The classic matchup of the United States versus Canada.
I would say Canada.
You say Canada spends more time taking care of themselves.
Yes.
Pip?
Oh, U.S. We're a bunch of perverts.
Look at that. Look at that patriotism. Look at that pride in her country. That's why you got to love Pip Hill. Say what you want about her, and we say plenty. But she has pride in her country. She believes in our ability to jerk like nobody else jerks.
Absolutely. We can jerk with the best of them. That's right. I have to say the patriotism is running along same route in the den pen because Lisa, Canada, Trucker Tom and Joe's girl, U.S.
Well, you know, Lisa would know. She has hands-on experience being a Canuck who likes to come. Anyway, well, Canada clocked in at 9:27.
Right.
The United States, 9:51.
Wow. We're a bunch of jerk-offs.
I am a real American. Jerk for the rights of every man.
I'm proud to be an American where I can have my sperm fly. If you don't back away from me, it'll land in your eye.
This is your gland. This is my gland.
From the chiz sock to the curtains.
Sing along!
From the mattress to the toilet bowl.
Oh, preach on!
This wank is for you and me.
Oh, I'm standing at attention, as are you!
She's a grand old rag, which I blow my sauce into, and a rat.
Oh, come on, ya!
Oh, say, can you see the sperm on your thigh?
I don't think she wants to be brought into this. And yes, Joe's girl, we know it wasn't you.
Yes.
It's like a disclaimer we have to use. little pride, USA.
USA.
But the Philippines spent the longest time.
Yeah.
They really enjoyed themselves.
Yeah.
And Cuba spent the shortest time. But that's probably because they don't have as much internet technology.
That's true. That's probably it.
All right. Here's a little fun fact. In the U.S., Hawaiians spend the most average time on the site at 10 minutes and 40 seconds. So the Hawaiians.
Wow.
Boy, you think you're spending, you know, you live in paradise. You wouldn't spend that much time in the bathroom.
Maybe you're inspired.
True.
You look at all those hotties running around.
Could be.
Yeah. Rhode Islander is the least at 9 minutes and 12 seconds.
Huh.
All right.
It's also warm there all the time, so they don't have that too cold to zip down problem.
Yeah, I really don't think too cold to zip down is really an issue. I think Joe was pulling that out of his fly. I'm not going to lie. All right. This is 5 points each. All right?
Wow.
5 points each. And I'll give some time for everybody to guess. For which time of the day is porn most popular and least popular? So you have an opportunity to get 10 points. Least popular, and these are all Eastern Standard Time. So, Joe, first, what do you think is the least popular day to pleasure yourself?
Midday.
No, we need a specific time.
Oh, well, so a specific time?
That's 1 p.m., 2 p.m.?
Oh, I would say 1 p.m. What 1 p.m.
1 p.m. you think is the least popular time?
Yes.
Pip?
Well, I guess like 8 a.m.
8 a.m. You think when it's time to rise and shine, you don't have time to rise and play?
I think most people are trying to get ready for work. They don't have time for it.
Well, you're assuming everybody's going to work.
Yeah, and 1 o'clock, people are working, not jerking, so that's why I picked that time.
Well, maybe, but perhaps, maybe, you know, you look at it on your phone. Who knows?
Yeah, in the middle of the office? Hold my calls!
Well, if you have a closet, if you have a, you know, yeah, sure. I'm out to lunch.
Yeah.
I'm out to lunch in my box. All right. Did everybody get a chance to guess, Pip?
Yeah, everybody has a chance.
All right. The least popular time to pleasure yourself, 4 a.m.
4 a.m.?
Yeah, well, it's friggin' late. It's time to go to bed. You've been at yourself for hours. You're raw. Enough. Enough. Put it away.
You're raw.
We get it. You're a fiend. The wife's not home. Stop it. Did anybody guess?
What are we doing? Who's closest?
No, you got to nail it.
Oh, okay.
Nobody got it?
Nobody got it.
All right. So now, Pip, we're going to move to the most popular time. When is everybody just relaxing with themselves, Pip?
Wow. Okay, well, I'm going to say straight up 12 noon.
She thinks that's the busiest time?
Really?
All right. Well, we
at
know
the stroke of 12, that's the stroke of your pecker?
Yeah. I think a lot of people are looking at porn at work.
All right.
But
well, it's the most popular time they're online, not how long they're online for. Mm. So she thinks everybody's sneaking a peek at noon. Not crazy. Joe?
I'd say 8 a.m.
8 a.m. So you're the opposite of Pip.
Yeah.
You think the first thing you reach for is yourself.
Yeah.
I've only seen part one of Joe. God damn it, I never saw it the follow-up. Where's my
Thank
cock?
God you have. You haven't.
God damn it, where's my cock? All right, Pip, are we ready?
Interesting. Very interesting here. Joe and Joe's girl picked the exact same time.
Well, they might want to hold off on that for a little bit longer, but that's good to know. All right. Are we ready, Pip?
Yeah.
The most popular time when people want to get down with themselves, 11 p.m.
Oh, nobody got it.
Makes time. That's when you want to sleep.
Yeah.
A little relax.
Yeah.
A little unload so you can get some Z's. Makes sense. But they did say there's a spike around 4 p.m., which means people at work are probably looking for a distraction.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't have a 5-hour energy, but you might have a 5-minute jerk.
Maybe.
All right. For 10 points, the most popular search term in 2015. Most popular term you thought what people looked for when they put in the little on the search engine on Pornhub, what they looked for the most.
Right.
In 2015.
2015?
For 10 points.
Let's see. Cheerleaders.
Cheerleaders. Okay, good guess. Pip?
I was going to say twins.
You're going to say, I like the way you think, girl. She's like a Doubleman commercial. Double your fun, double your cum.
We get it.
All right. Well, I have to eat up time so they can all little type in their answers. Well, I mean, how much do you want me to do with cheerleaders and twins? I got ideas.
Long list.
What?
Hold on just 1 second, because Trekker Tom's still going through his long list.
It's not a thesis paper.
Yeah, well, you just one term, stupid. We don't need your sexual fantasy, you moron. Got like Shakespeare going on there.
Yeah, really. What should I pick from?
Anything interesting in the pen?
Yeah, well, Lisa went very broad and said sex.
Well, yes, that's what we're there for, dear. All right, go on.
Yeah. Joe's girl also went with the broad. She said girls.
Okay.
Trucker Tom said co-ed.
You're all wrong. lesbian.
Huh.
Well, I like the way you were thinking, though. You went twins. All right, so here is the order of the top 15 from lesser to more. Number 15, I mean, there's a lot more, obviously, but number 15 was celebrity sex tape. Huh. 14, cream pie.
What?
Cream pie.
Cream pie?
Yeah, it's not food, stupid. It's when it's when you leave your DNA on the vajayjay.
Oh, thank you. Okay, I didn't know.
That's usually what they say. They're very thankful. Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Perhaps Joe's new favorite in lieu of his music taste, Asian. Ebony. Gangbang. Stepmom and son. Japanese. Threesome. Anal. Hentai. Black. Massage. Squirt. Stepsister. Mom. MILF. At number 4, cartoon. You should see Joe's eyes. Yeah, Joe, why don't you give me some impressions real quick, stupid? How about Yosemite Sam having an orgasm?
Ooh! Ah! Ooh, you varmint! I say, I'm going to blow my load now, girl. Open your mouth.
Popeye.
Oh, me gosh. I'm about to blow my loads.
Is there anybody else in your little cartoon repertoire that I missed? No. You got a Barney Rubble in there?
Hold on, Betty.
There you have it. Number 3, stepmom. Number 2, teen. Number 1, lesbian. For 20 points. 20 points here. The sex term that rose the most in the ranks between 2014 and 2015. 20 points. Should be 100 points. Mm. You bastards ain't getting this. Pip?
Wait a minute. The search term that rose?
Yeah, well, it had the longest growth as far as percentage from 2014 to 2015.
Ooh, okay. Wow. I am going to say anal.
Of course you are. You're fixated on it. But, you know. Joe?
I'm going to say bukkake.
Bukkake. You think bukkake had a banner year?
Yeah.
A banner year for bukkake. All of a sudden, everybody wants to see the splash on the face. Anybody? Are we ready in the pen?
Do you want to hear their guesses?
Sure, why not?
Yeah. No, let's keep it a secret.
Lisa says anal. And Tom says stepmom and son.
Okay.
And Joe's girl says
Yeah! Thanks for the shout out. The fan club. It's good to get the respect. Unfortunately, not enough people feel like Joe's girl. You know, it's kind of our little secret, the three of us.
She started imitating the jizz sock over the weekend.
She did?
Yeah, she started.
Listen, if she wants to call in as jizz sock from time to time, give my voice a break, I'm not against it. Don't come with a thigh. Come with me, stupid. We talked about this. None of you got it.
You all stink.
Oh.
I didn't think any of you would. I had never even heard of this. But this is a big mover and shaker, boys and girls. Joe, for 100 points, I'll give you another guess.
Huh.
Bestiality.
Okay. We're all going to have another try. All
no,
right.
No, just Joe.
Bestiality.
Bestiality. All right, you guys ready?
Yeah.
Giantess.
Giantess.
Giantess. Giantess refers to the depiction of a larger-than-life woman getting down with some very tiny men. So you should call it Gulliver.
That's what I was thinking. Gulliver. Gulliver's Travels.
Come here, Pee-wee. It's like she's a planet and has a gravitational pull.
They had to do a Snow White one.
Oh, I'm sure they did.
Yeah.
I'd never even heard of this.
I never heard of it either.
Pip?
A giantess? No.
What kind of creeps are we?
Yeah. You know what? We need to be more creative with our fornication.
Yes.
So these are the bigger...
I guess our porn search repertoire has grown since we failed this site, huh?
Yes. Well, we all have the homework now.
I'm not watching that.
Yes, you are. All right. These are the biggest movers from lesser to most. Big Booty Latina rose 119%.
Yes, you did.
Stepmom Shower, 162%.
Stepmom Shower.
Black.
Wow, Tucker Tom was close.
Yeah, well, he was, but he was no giantess. Black at 169%.
Just plain old black?
Yeah, just plain old black. Big ass white girls, 190%. One of Pip's favorites, big black dick, 205%. Lesbian seduces straight, 244%. Some of these are, like, very specific.
They all are.
Yeah.
Very.
Stepmom and son, 262%.
I mean, think about it, how, you know, specific they are. I mean, think of any other, like, you see Jaws, big fish eats man, you know? I mean,
that might be on the search term.
Yeah.
I think it's another one for giantess.
Yeah, right.
Big fish eats man. Let's see. Romantic sex, 267%.
Hmm.
This is Lisa's favorite, extreme gangbang, 275%.
Extreme, like a gangbang isn't extreme enough.
No, they do it on a BMX and they go on a loop-de-loop. It's during the X Games show. It's an extreme gangbang.
Was it extreme gangbang? What does that mean? Like, so many people or what they're banging her with? Like, are they taking a cannon to this woman? What does it mean?
I don't know. Do the search, you'll find out.
Oh,
report
God.
Back.
Yeah, let us know what you find, stupid. Squirting orgasm, 304%.
There you go.
Stepdad and daughter, 307%. What a depraved laugh that was. Somebody's been hanging out the compound.
What is it about step families that gets everybody hot and bothered?
Well, because you can't really, it's frowned upon if you do it to your own.
I got that.
Hey, if it's good enough for Woody Allen, it's good enough for us.
That's right.
By the way, Lisa says that's next weekend.
Yeah.
We expect footage and a summary and color. Coloring counts. Mature cougar, 317%.
Like there's an immature cougar.
This is what Joe's girl is looking for world's biggest cock, 363%. Because accept no imitations. You want the world's biggest cock. How about second best?
Oh, my God.
What?
What are you going to do with that?
I don't know, probably pray to it. How the hell do I know? What are you going to do? You're going to put it on Mount Rushmore next to Washington. How the hell do I know?
It would be good to have as a shrine in your bedroom.
It would. Yeah. Climb on up, girl. Mount up. We ride. Black teen, 424%. Things I've called Joe, hard, rough fuck, 454%. Pip does this on lunch with her Indians, real public sex, 583%.
Wow, that's a big increase.
It real is. There's a greater need for it, I guess. Massage, hidden camera, 608%. This is a little intimidating, Joe. Man eating pussy, 769%.
Sounds like a title of a picture.
It sounds like something like Pip does when she gets a cat. Man eating pussy. Get away from that. That's a man eating pussy. Oh, no, there's supposed to be a space.
See, this is where hyphens count.
Hyphens count. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, hyphen on the hymen.
Eating pussy.
See what you did there.
I saw that.
Celebrity sex tape, 829%. Mm. And as we said, giantess, 1,091%.
Wow. Holy smokes.
Oh, my God.
And here are the biggest...
Wait a minute. Now, Tom has a question. He wants more explanation about the giantess as well. He's like, what does she do? Grab them by the ankles and dunk them like a toilet brush?
I don't know. You guys all have internet access. Find out. Report back to us. I don't know.
We're here manning the fort. We can't do everything.
No, I assume she's on her back, because really, how many positions is she going to have? And they all like kind of take turns.
Yeah.
You know, they kind of go in. You know, they're really not. I don't think their penis is going to do it. You're probably sticking a leg in there. Because they're very wee men.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's only so much vagina size differential you're really going to get. I don't think you have to put a whole... limb in there.
Yeah, but you got to get to the vagina. Not every vagina is as accessible. You're going to need a couple guys to hold up the flap covering the vagina like it's the Bat Cave.
Look like an umbrella. It's not raining.
Yeah, I mean, let's be realistic. If there's more woman, it's a little harder to get to the Holy Land.
That's got to look funny, though. That's got to look funny.
Will, there's a way.
Oh, okay. I'm sure there is.
Could you see what the casting call must look for like that? All these tall women and these little midgets running around.
You like being dwarf tossed. How would you like to be tossed into a woman?
Gosh. Just bring a raincoat.
I might actually have to search that and watch one of those movies.
I might too. I got just for the goof factor.
Yeah, we're going to have to do that. So these were the biggest gainers for each. Why did you hear it though, Joe? Her phone cuts in and out, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell that is. Biggest gainers for each country. In the USA, it was hardcore lesbian scissoring at 918%. England celebrity sex tape at 312%. I'm not going to read India's because I don't know what the hell it is. Canada celebrity sex tape, 247%. Tom might want to move to Germany because they had Stepmom at 180%. He seemed to be a fan of that. France was sex tape star, 569%. Australia, Stepmom Shower, 310%.
Stepmom Shower.
Again, very specific.
Yeah, really.
Brazil, 3D hentai, 600.
What?
That's the that's not like the cartoons, the Asian cartoons with the big eyes.
Oh, okay.
But they wanted it in 3D. I don't know.
Was that stuff that we were watching when we were
That was anime. It might have been. Yeah. I don't know. But it wasn't 3D. It was on a big comedy club wall.
Yeah.
That was at 693%. Mexico, Mexican mom, 230%.
Housekeeping. Housekeeping.
You prick. Russia, My Little Pony, 438%.
My Little Pony. That's those people that dress up like ponies and have sex, right?
I'm not an expert,
Joe. Oh,
my
God, is it?
No, I think they're attracted to... I think there's probably cartoons of My Little Ponies doing it.
I think they were mentioning it on Opie and Anthony one time where these people would go to these conventions.
They're called bronies.
Bronies, right, and I think that's what that is.
Maybe it's because
Putin... I'm talking about the furries, where the people go to conventions dressed as, like... animals or mascots, and they do it.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because Putin was riding a horse and everybody wants to.
Hey.
I thought that was kind of funny. Spain also with the 3D hentai, 693%. Japan, the Japanese tickle for 404%.
The Japanese tickle.
a little Japanese tickle, Joe. Netherlands stepsister, 79%. A Poland stepmom, 171%, but how can they tell? Sweden, world's biggest dick, 238%.
Gonna slap this under hood of my Volvo.
Romania, Scooby-Doo porn at 104%.
Are you kidding me?
Ruh-roh.
Zoink, Scoop! You're fisting me!
Gee whiz, Scoop, that's a big cock you got.
Scooby, Scooby Doo, we'll screw you. It's time to catch some syphilis.
Gee whiz, Scoop, that's a big cock.
And I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for you damn meddling kids.
I see some guy jerking off. You kids.
Instead of unmasking him, they unzip his pants. Yeah.
We're going to blow you.
I would want to see Daphne do it. She was a little hot cartoon.
Who was the one with the glasses?
That was Velma.
I think she was a lesbian.
I don't think they went that far.
But she looks like a lesbian.
I think you're being a little stereotypical.
No, she looks like an angry lesbian.
Because she was smart?
No, she just looks like an angry...
They kind of sexed her up as like it went along, though. Like, initially, she was like a little Zoftic.
Right.
But they kind of made her a little sexy as they went along.
Yeah. Maybe they're getting letters.
We should probably download Scooby-Doo porn and see what the kids are up to.
Can you sex up the cartoon I sit and watch with my kids, please?
Yeah.
All right, 25 points. Pornhub's most viewed video of all time. Pip.
Oh, I'm going to say that was the sex tape with Paris Hilton.
The Paris Hilton sex tape. Joe.
I would say 2 girls, 1 cup.
Of course you would. I've never seen that.
Oh.
Have you?
Yeah.
What were they trying to pee in a cup? I don't understand.
The shit in a cup. And then they rub it all over each other.
Oh, my God. That sounds
terrible. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
It doesn't sound exciting at all.
Yeah.
Are they guessing in the pen?
Yeah. Tom says Pam and Tommy sex tape, which is a really good guess.
Mm-hmm.
And so does Joe's girl. She agrees that's probably the top one.
What about me?
Sorry, Chizzy. You're not yet.
Yeah, Chiz Sock is our second guess, but... I'm waiting for Lisa to, I don't know if Lisa knows what to guess. She doesn't have a guess.
Come on, Lisa, let's go. Let's go.
She's not really sure.
Oh, for fuck's sake. All right. I'll tell you what, you guys had some excellent ideas. You're all wrong. Excellent guesses, though. It was Kim Kardashian's sex tape with Ray J.
Oh, damn.
Who's Ray J?
They're a rapper who she had a sex tape with. What were you so disappointed about?
Because it sounds like there would be better ones.
Entry guess is beavers.
What?
Lisa's late entry guess is beavers.
Beavers?
Beavers.
I think she's just being Canadian again.
Yeah, like, you know.
Is that what we call retarded, being Canadian? Beavers? Is that the politically correct way? Oh, she's special. She's Canadian.
All right. Oh, I think she was being clever, but not being very specific. They're like a search term, beavers.
Be specific, please.
All right, this is 10 points each, no particular order. If you happen to get the order, you know, I'll give you an extra 20 points. But 10 points each. So the most viewed categories in 2015, Joe.
The most viewed categories?
Categories.
I would say lesbian.
Lesbian.
Moms teaching teens.
Okay, you teaching because you don't know enough. Lick that beaver. No, not the Canadian.
Let's see. Threesomes.
No, you only need three of them.
Oh, okay.
So you got lesbians, moms teaching teens,
right,
and
threesomes.
Threesomes. Okay, Pip.
Okay, I was definitely going to go with gangbang.
Of course you would. That was right on the tip of your tongue, wasn't it? She's been waiting for that.
Your rumors had it.
lesbians, because I think that they're very popular. And I'm going to say stepmom in the shower.
Stepmom in the shower. Have they weighed in?
Okay, let's see. I'm seeing Lisa is weighing in with celebrity sex.
Okay.
Threesome and anal.
And anal. It's just always funny when you... And Lisa's weighing in with anal.
And Joe is... Joe's girl is anal.
Hey, is she? Well, if it doesn't work out, we'll hear about it in a year. Joe's girl is anal. Okay.
Tom's a celebrity, stepmom, and lesbians.
All right, well, each one can come up with three.
Everybody came up with three different ones. Now, how are we scoring this? You have to get all three.
No, each one's worth 10 points.
Oh, each one. Okay.
So number three was Big Dick.
Oh.
I think I talked with one on a internet radio station earlier in the week. Big Dick. Number two, teen.
Okay.
What? Teen. Oh.
Number one, lesbian.
Okay, hang on a second.
I know Joe had it. I know Joe had that. I know you had that.
And Tom.
Okay, so three of you got the 10 points.
Nice.
So add that to your tallies. Here's a fun fact.
Here's a tidbit for you kids.
Sure. It's like a Snapple bottle.
Yep.
Jamaica has the largest portion of female viewers as compared to male viewers at 44%.
Wow.
Yeah. Wasn't that a fun fact?
Mm.
Yes.
I need to look at the porno.
All right. 5 points each for the top three search terms for females and males. And so first we'll do females, then we'll do males. So these are 5 points each for the top search terms. Pip, for males. No, for females. Excuse me. For females.
I'm going to say big dick.
Okay. You got two more.
I have two more choices?
Yeah, because it's three. The top three search terms for females and males. First, we're doing females. So you got big dick.
Big dick. I'm going to say threesomes.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. I guess anal.
Okay. Can't go wrong with anal. Joe?
All right. Big dick, celebrity, and romance.
So you have a very Puritan view of these ladies. They're just looking for a little romance.
Yes.
A little plot to their cock.
Yes.
Okay.
You know, if you're looking for romance, you're not going to a porn place.
Shut up, woman! You don't know what we do! Yeah. You don't know what gets us to where we need to be!
That's right.
Let's see. Now we have the den pen is laying, weighing in. Oh, I didn't think of this. So Joe's girl says, big dick, lesbians, and threesome.
Okay.
And Lisa says cuddling.
Does she?
Big penis. and multiple orgasms.
Let's just stop here for a second with Lisa. Who the hell is fucking going, I just want to see people cuddle. Yeah. Who the hell is going to Pornhub for that?
Well, that's the same thing with romance.
No, but at least that's like a script. Like, that leads to the fucking. Lisa doesn't want to see any of that. She just wants to see the guy be upset. We're cuddling now. Maybe watching TV. Maybe eating a sandwich.
Instead of a money shot, I got to go to work.
Yeah, I'll see you.
I call it early night.
Yeah, instead of a money shot, you just see a guy walking in with flowers.
Go in his car.
Can we hold
hands? Kiss on the cheek. Got to go. Can I call you tomorrow?
That's the worst guess. She's really Canadian.
This movie stinks.
And what did Tom say?
Tom says black cock.
Of course he does.
Lesbian. Uh-huh. And cuckold.
What?
We didn't ask him about his weekend.
Was that last one cuckold?
Yeah, cuckold.
What is that?
Cuckold. When you what? Let's say the guy. Let's say a girl.
Well, fucking say it.
A guy and a girl go in, all right, and then another guy fucks the girl while the boyfriend watches or the husband.
All right. Number three, squirt. I don't think anybody had squirt. Squirt. Mm.
Right.
The girls like to see what their vagina is capable of. Hmm. It's an inspiration. Okay. It's a learning tool.
A learning tool.
Number two, threesome. I think some of you had that.
Oh, we yeah. did. Let's see. I had that.
Did you?
Joe's girl? Yeah.
All right. So you got, all right. And the number one term for females... lesbian.
Ooh, okay. Woo.
I think Joe's girl got two of those.
Yeah, Joe's girl got two of them.
Joe's girl knows what a girl wants. She knows how to get where she needs to go quickly. There's no dicking around with her. That's why there's lesbians. Pip, three male term, most search terms for men.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to say... well, lesbians.
Okay.
Gangbang.
Okay.
And biggest cock.
Biggest cock. You think men want to see the biggest cock. Joe.
For some strange reason, yeah.
What?
For some strange reason, yeah.
Okay, well, you know, they're not differentiating here between heterosexual and homosexual men, so it's not a crazy guess.
True. True, that's right.
Joe.
Lesbian anal threesome.
Is that one movie?
No. Just the categories.
Jesus Christ. Sounds like you're writing your next script. So Joe says lesbian, comma, anal, comma, threesomes.
There you go.
No, I think it was the title.
All right. Have they weighed in?
Yeah, they have. So we have some similar popular guesses. Lisa says lesbian,
okay,
threesome, and anal.
I'll tell you, I gotta stop you again. Have you noticed, like, Lisa goes to the anal well a lot?
The anal well? I can't imagine what that looks like. There's two cheeks. You look in.
Is there sulfur in that water? It smells terrible.
This isn't necessarily what we want. This is what we think is popular.
All right, settle down, counselor.
See sulfur in that water?
Look at Pip. I object, Your Honor.
Settle down, counselor.
Go on, Pip. Joe's girl says anal, teen, and lesbian.
Yeah, and then Tom says lesbian, teen, anal.
Lesbian, teen, anal. We're seeing a lot of lesbians here. Well, number three, MILF. Mm. MILF.
Ah.
Number two, a lot of you guys got this one, teen.
Teen. Let's see. I got two teens.
I bet you
Joe's
do.
Girl and Tom.
All right. And number one, most searched by men, stepmom.
Really?
Yep. Oh,
yeah,
I
Jesus.
Know.
Yeah.
Yeah, we dropped the ball on that one.
Lisa, I apologize once again. No anal for you.
Sending up crying emojis.
Here's a fun fact. Search more often by women as compared to men. So this is searched by percentage a lot more than by women than men.
Right.
Guy licking pussy. I don't know if that's about Guy Fieri, the guy on the cooking network.
Today we're going to try some clam dip.
Oh, that's terrible. And women looked that up compared to men 934% more. That's really, they want to see that. Here's a fun fact. The The average age of a Pornhub user is 35.3%, which is 31.3% of the users. Here's another fun fact. A lesbian is the top search term for 18 to 24-year-olds and 25 to 34-year-olds. Black is tops for 35 to 44 and 45 to 54. And MILF tops for 55 to 64. Stepmom and son for 65 and older. Back to the game. And this is this is the last question. Then we'll have a couple more fun facts, and we'll get out of here. So the last question, while I'm doing some plugs, Pip will do the calculating. So we'll get the calculating before we get off the air while Joe and I are reading plugs. Work? Does that work?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
All right. This is for 3 points because it's a choice of three. Joe, how do most people access porn? Mobile, desktop, or tablet?
I would say tablet.
Joe would say tablet for 3 points. Pip?
I'm going to say desktop.
Going to say desktop. And what do they weigh in at? How are they enjoying the diddlings?
Lisa is coming in with desktop.
Okay.
And Joe's girl says tablet.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom's thinking.
Tom's got all of his devices going on right now. How can I choose?
This must look like Mission Control.
Yeah, you know, yeah, really. Like Tom doesn't look at porn, he storyboards. He's got everything open. All things are going on.
All right, and this one.
Did we have Tom's guess?
Yes, he said mobile.
Tom said mobile. Well, Trucker Tom in Trucker Tom fashion was right. His guess, mobile. That is the highest percentage, 52.9%.
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
Tablet is the least, Joe, but we know your preferred method now.
Yeah.
So there we go. Pip is going to add up all the tallies. Well, do some fun facts. Joe, did you enjoy the game?
Yes, I did.
Pip, did you enjoy the game?
I did enjoy the game, and I already did the math.
Oh, look at you. All right. So we'll do the fun facts, then you'll give the tallies. Fun fact, Pornhub traffic decreases in the USA 4.5% during Republican debates versus 2.5% during Democratic debates. Joe, what do you make of that? I wonder what that's going to be now with Palin's involved.
Yeah.
Joe, what's your take, your partisan take on that?
So what was that again? Because I was getting the read.
Pornhub traffic decreases in the USA 4.5% during Republican debates, 2.5% during Democratic debates. So more people are knocking off the porn during the Republicans
because they got more things to say.
What?
Well, we've been getting fucked. We want to see how we can get unfucked.
Okay. Pip, do you have a theory?
I think that there's more dirty birdie Republicans. That's all.
There you go. Here's a fun fact. Kate Middleton, the princess, whatever the hell she is, gave birth in May. Searches for her shot up on the site 920%. Like there was going to be footage.
Yeah, we're going to have the princess with her legs akimbo.
Look at that placenta.
Yeah.
That's some hot. Who needs lubricants? She's ready to go. And the
Why would they think that they would find porn of that?
You know, I guess because it's probably porn stars that they say resemble her and they probably do role play. You know, whenever there's somebody famous, they do that.
Okay.
I'm sure Joe's going to go home and search for Trump sex. And the final fun fact, searches for Star Wars skyrocketed leading up to and after release of the latest installment. Specifically, these searches were up by 1,854% around December 18th release date of The Force Awakens.
Wow.
Nerd porn.
They just can't get enough of that gold bikini.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah.
So, Pip, why don't you tell us who the big winners and losers are? Although I would argue maybe we're all losers tonight.
I'm going to go in order of score.
So you're going to go from worst to first.
Worst to first.
Okay.
So Lisa, I'm sorry you came in with only 9 points.
You know, I think the reason for Lisa's downfall was her love of anal.
Yeah, the anal well did not suit her well.
No, she went to the anal well too many times.
I thought that was a big winner also, but who knew?
No, but she just kept every category, anal, 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 anal. We get it. But
I don't.
Well, maybe if you did, people would search for it. All right, so Lisa, no soup for you. No anal for you.
Yeah, and then the next, Joe. Joe only got 17 points tonight.
Oh.
See?
You're dropping off with the porn.
I'm a prude.
No, Joe knows what he is. Hey, don't talk about my man like that.
That's right, Chizzy.
He doesn't know a lot, but what he knows well.
That's right, Chizzy.
We got a countdown clock.
He got 17 points.
All right.
And jumping ahead of Joe by a number of points is Joe's girl with 25.
They're uninformed together. All right.
Then next is me with 27 points.
27 points.
Creep.
Does that mean the champion of all games, Davin Den, Trucker Tom, or tonight, Tom Tuck?
The porniest of porny, Trucker Tom, with 34 points.
Yeah, Tom!
Hey! Holy smokes!
He knows his porn.
Creep.
He really is a creep. You are brutal, Tom.
He's a good guesser.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure it's
guesser. He's a good guesser.
Is that what you think? The guy knows male orgasms, female orgasms, and porn. I don't see a trend.
Let me tell you something. If you took a black light into his sleeper cab, it would look like a planetarium. So
Tom's CV handle was Big Dipper.
Congratulating Tom on his big win.
What? Well, we are congratulating by making fun of him. Well, I guess in Tom's defense, the secret to his success was not preferring anal.
Yeah.
Yes.
I would have really been impressed if somebody would have guessed giantess.
I
who knew
still,
it existed?
I'm going to have to look. I'm probably going to get every virus in the world, but I have to look.
You got to look. We all got to look.
I think we all got. Well, let's all look and come back here next week and discuss.
And report. Well, it's like a book report.
Yeah, sure. Joe, you have to draw her.
Yeah.
And we're going to need math. You're going to weigh her metric
tons. I was just going to say, right, there was a foot race to that one. Okay.
Certainly was.
We're going to have to draw it.
I would give Tom something, but he has everything. What? I mean, I could send him I can send him a Common Whore curriculum t-shirt, but I only got XL. I don't know what Tom's weighing in at these days. But Tom gets it all.
Big winner.
He really is. He's an inspiration is what
yes,
he is.
Yes, he is.
He's a real American.
Really
to strive. To know about porn.
Listen, we all have our skills.
Yeah.
And like many of our skills, they don't lead to anything good, but Tom certainly has his niche. So good job, Trucker Tom.
Very good. Good job, everyone.
Absolutely. We drop our drawers and raise our cocks to salute you.
That's right.
All right. Do you want to feel safe? Not with Tom around. Read, stupid. Do you want to know that you or a loved one, can protect themselves if they are ever attacked? Of course, we all want that. Zombie Martial Arts is now accepting men and women for personal instruction and hand-to-hand combat, and attacks by an assailant with a gun, knife, or any other weapon. Never be a criminal's easy target again. Contact Sensei Russ Ferdico today and learn how to begin protecting yourself and your loved ones immediately. Email him at russferdico@yahoo.com, RussFerdico. @yahoo.com. With training from Zombie Martial Arts, you can walk with confidence and not walk dead.
Are you looking for a great place to go for a great meal and a good time? Portobello is the place to go. Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscavilla setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. And every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail. And the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need that you have, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday. And on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that needs to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Side Splitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. And we got a great one this January 22nd. What day is that? It's going to be, I think,
Friday.
Friday, this January 22nd, great, great show. From Mall Cop 2 and the new HBO series that's coming out right now, Vinyl, starring Chris Monty. Chris Monty will be there at Portobello this Friday, January 22nd. So experience all that Portobello has to offer, and it's a lot. 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more, give them a call, 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or by visiting their website, portobellonj.com. Come on, you deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Sidesplitting Productions, the company that puts together these great comedy shows. We can do it for you. Sidesplittingproductions.com. Sidesplittingproductions.com or call us up 551-404-3094. 551-404-3094. Joe, where are you
going
to be?
I am going to be at Uncle Vinny's this Wednesday, tomorrow, and Thursday. It's going to be a Jesus Christ. What a great read. Let's try that again. Uncle Vinny's going to be Arnold Avenue, Point Pleasant. Dial 1-877-UNCLE.VIN for reservations. 8:30 shows. Also, I'll be in Manilock in New Jersey on Saturday night if we don't get a blizzard.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Another date that Davin, we don't know where I'm going to be. So go to my Facebook page, Joe Curry, or Joe Curry Nation, and the date will be there.
This Thursday, January 21st, I'll be at the Cake Lounge in Little Ferry, New Jersey. For tickets, call 201-336-9819. Cake Lounge, Little Ferry, New Jersey. Friday, January 22nd, there'll be, as Joe just mentioned, live comedy at Portobello's in Oakland, New Jersey. You got Chris Monty, Chris Johnson, Rob Eppel, 201-337-8990. It's going to be a great show. Saturday, weather permitting, unless we might actually move it to Friday, I'm not sure. But Saturday, January 22nd, live comedy in Oak Ridge, New Jersey at Casa Bianca Banquets, starring Eric McMahon. I played him on the live show, a little clip of his comedy. Josh Speer and John O'Rourke. For tickets, call 973-697-9704, 973-697-9704. So we got a lot of comedy coming up for you this week. Get your laugh on. Guys, it's a fun show. Had a little bit of everything.
Yes.
Yes.
A little anal, a little research. It's a good time.
Cartoons.
Want to thank the Den Pen for hanging out with us. Thank you guys for listening live wherever you are. Thank you guys for listening on replay. We're going to come back. We're going to do this all again next week. So if you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please, please, please keep on listening.